Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first of four Gemini pre-full moon meditations. My name is Francis Donald, and I'll be sitting in for Michael, who is traveling. The keynote for today's meditation is love. So I'll read a couple of quotes on love before we start meditating. All four webinars will feature the artworks of Nicholas as well as Svetislav Rorik. Because the ray of love wisdom, the second ray, pours through Gemini, it becomes apparent how true is the occult teaching that love underlies the entire universe. God is love, we are assured, and this statement is both an exoteric and an esoteric truth. This underlying love of deity reaches our solar system primarily through Gemini, which forms with the constellation of the Great Bear and the Pleiades a cosmic triangle. This is the triangle of the cosmic Christ and is the esoteric symbol lying behind the cosmic cross. This quote on love is from Discipleship in the New Age. It's an instruction given to one of his, the Master Dwogchen's disciples, but I think it's applicable to all of us. The simple rule is talk less and love more. Will you comprehend me when I tell you that only love can free you? Not love of yourself or of those you so easily love, but the very love of your soul must be called in, and therefore soul contact is your solution, persisted in steadily throughout each day. Meditate, therefore, upon love. Say to yourself each hour, I must love. Sit still, pondering upon the source of disinterested, detached soul love. Silence, serenity, and loving service to all, without exception and without thought of self, these should be the keynotes of your life. Okay, so with that preparation, let's withdraw our consciousness from the personality aspect and its vehicles and enter deeply into the presence of the soul. Get yourself physically comfortable, and then lift yourself up beyond your emotional nature into your mental nature, and then quiet the mind and feel yourself established as a soul within the field of light, love, and spiritual power. Now extend yourself beyond the separated self and merge yourself as a soul into a deep sense of the group soul. This can be the group that is the Maurya Federation or another spiritual group that you are affiliated with. Now extend your consciousness outward from your group and imaginatively unite in soul with the spiritually minded people of the world and with the men and women of goodwill. Now visualize the group soul merging into the one soul of humanity. Contemplate the idea that there is no my soul and thy soul. Consider the concept not is, but me. Now imagine a potent point of tension fed by the will aspect of the soul in accordance with your soul ray gathered at the mental unit and forming the foundation of your antahkarana. your soul ray is the first. Visualize it in the color red, the second, indigo blue, the third, green, fourth, yellow, fifth, orange, which is more like a deep yellow. Sixth ray, silvery rose or light blue, and seventh ray, violet. Now imaginatively visualize your dual color individual antahkarana or rainbow bridge connecting your lower mind, that dual antahkarana is made up of your personality ray and of your soul ray. Connecting your lower mind centered in the mental unit with the manasic permanent atom, and subsequently with the Buddhic and Atmic permanent atoms of the spiritual triad. If you're unsure about either your soul or personality ray, use the indigo color. Now imagine your individual antahkarana merging with the group antahkarana, which is colored with all the seven colors, but primarily the deep indigo blue of the second ray. Both reaching into the realm of the spiritual triad. Your individual antahkarana and ray qualities and the individual antahkaranas of all group members with their ray qualities are visualized as part of the group antahkarana. Attempt to deeply feel this group connection and visualize the interweaving of these multicolored light strands. Now, inwardly and in continued identification with the group soul, affirm the great word of power, I see the greatest light, as you imaginatively project a line of vivid, living white light into triadal realms along the individual and group antichrons from an established point of individual and group tension on the mental plane. In the presence of this great light, the spiritual triad, attempt to feel the presence of the great white brotherhood, the lodge of masters, the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Inwardly and with heartfelt gratitude, offer your salutations to the masters and to the head of the hierarchy, the Christ. Salutations to the Buddha, the Lord of Light and Wisdom. Salutations to the Christ, the Master of all Masters. Salutations to the triangle of masters with whom we work most closely. Salutations to Master Moria. Salutations to Master Kut Mumi. And salutations to Master Dwal Kul. Salutations to the spiritual hierarchy of our planet. Now, imaginatively raise your thoughts to Shambhala, the center where the will of God is known. And with deepest reverence and in all humility, attempt, identified as the group soul, to attune with the presence of Sanat Kumara standing at the center of Shambhala. Sound a long, silent om as you imagine the group imbued with his energy. Realize that Shambhala is the planetary center through which the energies of the constellations and the planets initially enter according to the law of assembly, especially at these full moon opportunities, to be distributed to all sentient beings upon the earth. Now let us align briefly with the spiritual qualities emanating from the three planetary rulers of the sign Gemini. Mercury, the exoteric ruler, revealing the nature of the pairs of opposites. Venus, the esoteric ruler, uniting the pairs of opposites. And the Earth, the hierarchical ruler of Gemini, representing our field of service. Now let us raise our imaginative group consciousness to the level of the solar logos, expressing through our sun and the solar system. Attempt to feel that the great second ray of the solar logos, the God of love wisdom, is pouring through all the planets Shambhala, and every monad, soul, and personality on planet Earth. Now, let us focus our imaginations on the constellation Gemini, radiating the light of interplay. This is a line of light beams revealing that which opposes or the basic duality of manifestation, the relationship of spirit and of form. It is the conscious light of that relationship. Now let us open ourselves to the energy quality of Gemini, attempting to realize its profound relationship to the second ray of love, wisdom, and via Mercury, Venus, and the Earth to the fourth, fifth, third, and second rays, respectively. Now let us make the effort to feel the connection of the Gemini energy in relation to the forces of reconstruction, which make possible the rebuilding of human civilization and the planet. according to the plan indicated by the forces of restoration, the entire process pursued in an illumined manner within the light shed by the forces of enlightenment. Now let us together ponder deeply on the mantra for Gemini. I recognize my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow. Let us attempt to grasp its esoteric meaning and significance. I recognize my other self, and in the waning of that self, I grow and glow. Now let us focus our meditative attention on the Christ and the Buddha, realizing their brotherhood as they represent the West and the East and the spiritual union of these two hemispheres. Let us attempt to realize the manner in which they stand for the constellation Gemini, the brothers in the light. Let us ponder on the following words from the last sermon of the Buddha. Herein, O Ananda, let a brother, as he dwells in the body, so regard the body that he, being strenuous, thoughtful, and mindful, may, whilst in the world, overcome the grief which arises from the body's craving. Affirm in yourself the fact that you can be strenuous, thoughtful, and mindful in the overcoming of the grief which arises from the body's cravings, and resolve to be so. With profound gratitude to the Buddha for all he has done to illumine humanity, we now refocus our attention on the Christ. With the utmost heartfelt attentiveness of which we are capable, we listen inwardly, imagining that we hear the Christ sounding the great invocation. Now silently absorb this imagined sounding. On each of the 3 days of preparation prior to the full moon, the Christ is said to speak the great invocation all alone. Again, listening inwardly with great care, let us imagine the Christ and the entire hierarchy intoning the first stanza of the great invocation. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. Let us contemplate the deep significance of these words. We imagine the illumination of humanity and the planet. We see an enlightened human race and our planet as a great station of light. On each of the 3 days before the day of the Gemini full moon, Christ and his hierarchy are said to emphasize a distinct keynote. Let's imagine ourselves in concert with the Christ and the spiritual hierarchy as we contemplate the first keynote described by the Master Dwogchul as follows. The keynote of love in its hierarchical sense, free from sentiment, emotion, and any personal emphasis, a love that sacrifices and understands, that acts with strength and decision, and that works on behalf of the whole and not in the interests of any group or individual. Let us envision this type of love growing in ourselves, in our group, and in all human beings. How may we apply this type of impersonal, hierarchical love? Let us now affirm our solidarity with the Buddha, the Christ, and the assembled hierarchy. Let us seek to identify with them and to merge our purpose with their purpose. Now imaginatively merge with them and bless the world in silence. We pause for a moment now to appreciate the loving, illumined energies of Gemini. And we feel ourselves imbued with these energies, which are growing in strength as the full moon approaches. Let us now, as if in union with the Christ, the hierarchy, and all disciples in the world, sound together the first stanza of the Great Invocation, sensing the redemptive union of light and love. From the point of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. Thank you all for joining us today, and I'm hoping that you can join us again tomorrow at the same time for the second in the series, which will be on the keynote resurrection. Okay, until then, bye for now.